Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the MIKE mic, hosting this wonderful show that we call the Off Ramp, April 11, 2013, 11 p.m. You got something you want to highlight? Get at us. You know, feel free to call in. Anything you want to talk about? Floor is yours. 646-915-8680. Got a shout out to all of our wonderful sponsors that keep us going on this radio, man. They about to give us an hour on this radio. They about to bump up our coverage so we can rap to you a little bit earlier and a little bit longer, so give you even more time to get what you need off your chest, man. I want to thank RichBefore30.com. We still got some bracelets that we're going to hand out. Go get that book by Billionaire Brown, The Real Silver Dollar. Stick to a fitness. Go ahead, get in shape, man. Summer's coming, man. You got to look right for the ladies. Ladies, you got to look right for the fellas. You got to get your squats on, you know what I mean? Got to get all that done. And what else we got for insurance? Insurance purposes, make sure you holler at MarisolJohnson.com, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com. And she's a great State Farm agent. She'll take care of anything you got, whether it be life insurance. If you're in the Maryland area, you need anything from renter's insurance, you know, she'll be able to sit down and talk to you. Even if she can't help you, she'll put you in the right direction. So what's happening, folks? I don't know where my co-host at, man, but that's what happens. It's Thursday night, you know, people out there partying. It's college night, and these kids think they're still in college, so they're probably out in the streets getting it in. So right now, it's just me and you tonight, unless somebody wants to call in. So got a couple things I definitely want to get off my chest. So the first thing I want to talk about is this Brad Paisley and LL Cool J song. It's called Accidental Racist. Oh, my bad. I got music on the air while I'm searching stuff. My bad. That's why you can't do two things at once. Yeah, they have a song together called Accidental Racist. Now, one, you can't be accidentally racist. Now, I do believe that, you know, there's some people who were born into racism. You know, their parents were racist. They kind of pass on that mentality because we're all influenced by people that have raised us. So I firmly believe there are people who are racist in this world who just don't know anybody. You know, they were just raised a certain way. They may not have experienced different cultures to curb that thought that what they're actually thinking is wrong. So I get it. I give those people a pass. You know what I mean? I know people who just have not been around black people until they got around like one or two. And then they're like, oh, you know, black people ain't that bad. I mean, it just happens. You know what I'm saying? So I get some racism, but this song is just ridiculous. The worst part about it, one, it sounds like a horrible song. I guess it's trying to justify, you know what I mean, how Brad Paisley feels about being from the South and Southern pride and that, what is that flag? The Confederate flag that they be flying? The Confederate flag doesn't bother me. To me, I think it's racist. I mean, I think it's definitely a sign of, you know what I mean, the South wanting to keep slavery going. But, you know, I'm not going to trip if somebody has a Southern flag. It's just not that. I mean, Lil Jon had one on his back, and if they all repping the same joint, then cool. But let me tell you what's really bothering me is LL Cool J's part in this song. At one point, this man's lyric says, "If you can accept my gold chain, I will forgive. I will forget your steel chain." Now, to me, it makes me think, and I know LL Cool J is not a dummy. I don't know him for anything. But with the moves that he's made and the longevity he's had in his career, I would assume that he's not an idiot. But to me, you sound retarded saying that. There is no way in hell that if you just stop looking at black people with big gold chains and thinking they might cause trouble, that that's going to forgive slavery. Slavery helped build America. It is an integral part of our country and the beginnings of America. The fact that we basically defected from Britain, that's why I also tell people American history cannot be taught without involving Britain, because we basically withdrew from Britain in a war. You know what I mean? So you have to include that country. And on a quick side note, I was talking to a girl from Britain I used to work with, or from England, I don't know, England, Britain, whatever. She says that when they're with their history that's taught in their English class, there is no mention of America. Like, America's not even a thought in their history books, which just cracks me up. Because if you think about it, Britain and Spain basically funded the trips to, quote unquote, find America, and we're just not considered in their part of their history at all. But back to my topic, though. So America was basically built on the backs of slavery. It was a trade of, you know, sugar and cotton, which were manned by the fields in the South of slaves, because you couldn't, there was no enterprise big enough to hire that many people to cultivate the land so much and still make a profit. As bad as it sounds, America wouldn't have survived without slavery. We would not be such a rich and fruitful country. We would not be as strong as we were if it wasn't for slaves and the free labor, because it basically gave America a profit for about, you know, like 200 years, yo. You know what I mean? So it was basically just printing money. So for LL Cool J, and I can understand, it's all a rap song. So, you know, I always say I take rap with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? Anytime somebody drops a bar, I'm not going to take it that deep. But there's no way that that LL Cool J shouldn't get smacked upside his head for saying that if you accept my gold chains, I will forgive your steel chains. Because not every white person should be blamed for slavery, but we damn sure shouldn't forget about slavery. You know what I mean? And this is from a dude who knocked out a burglar in his house. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he is a Neanderthal, man. You know, maybe all them steroids got to his brain, you know, and it's deteriorating, because I get the song, I'm all about free enterprise. You know what I mean? I love white folks. I love them so much, I live near them. Got no problem with them. But I don't think there's a deal I'd make that would make me forgive. Not white people, but just forgive the fact that there was slavery. Yeah, I just realized, I'm over here reading stuff on the side, just realized one of my co-hosts finally stepped in. You know, he probably just working hard. Mr. Righteous, what's going on there, good brother?
Yo, what's going on?
Not much. Just sitting here talking about this LL Cool J, Brad Paisley, accidental racist song, yo. It's crazy. Yeah. Have you heard it?
Nope, didn't want to.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, yeah. But I was talking about a lyric that LL Cool J says that if you accept my gold chains, I will forgive your steel chains.
Right.
Don't get it.
You said you don't get it?
Nah, yeah. I don't know how anybody can say that they would forgive racism.
Well, I don't know. You give us our 40 acres and the mule, we might forget. Well, you won't forget, but you might forgive him.
Yo, what the hell are you going to do with a mule?
Sell it. Or eat. Cook him up. Barbecue.
Yeah, I definitely made me a mule burger, yo.
I never had it before. It might be tasty.
Yo, throw some.
Ain't a mule a jackass? I don't want no ass. Never mind. I'm good. I'll just sell it.
Yeah, you got two kids, yo. Asses, what got you that?
Yeah, but Oh, let me stop.
So you ready to get yourself in trouble. on to the next one. Yo, did you hear about the severed goat head that was delivered to the Chicago Cubs owner?
Heck no. What, they initiating them to the Illuminati or something, yo? Nah, heck no.
Nah, what happened was, I mean, so I can bring this up, right? So there's this whole story about the Chicago Cubs, right?
Right.
It's just this whole myth about when, in 1945, during the 1945 World Series, Billy Goat Tavern owner William Cyanise placed a curse on the Chicago Cubs when the Cubs denied his pet goat, Murphy, into the Wrigley Field for the game. He denied him, right? So he placed a curse on him, right? So ever since then, the Cubs have not been to the World Series. Like, you know, man, they've had great draft picks. When they had Price as a pitcher, they had Price. Oh, man, and the name just left me. They had them two crazy pitchers that were just nice, and both of them tore their shoulder up, like in the very first year, yo, never amounted to nothing, right?
Right.
So somebody decides to mail the owner a severed goat head today, yo.
That's horrible. That's pretty nasty.
Where do you get a severed goat head from, yo?
He probably had a goat, and he just cut his head off and then put him in the box and mailed him off. Was it a fresh head, or is it just a cut head off, and they just sent that joint?
Yeah, they never updated me on the fresh in the show. I mean, it can't be that fresh if it's cut off, you know? I mean, how do you bring yourself to cut off a goat's head, yo? That can't be no easy job, yo. You must need, like, a hacksaw, yo.
Well, that always brings back to the point. If I was ever in the business of being, like a meat cutter or something like that, do you catch me chopping up the pigs or something? I couldn't eat meat, yo. I'd be a straight vegetarian, you know, because that stuff looks disgusting. I couldn't be in the survival world and kill my own food, yo. I'll just be eating tree leaves and bark, man, because I couldn't do it, yo.
You couldn't be a butcher on the streets?
Heck no, man. Like, people were saying, yeah, man, we used to, oh, my gosh. Yeah, we used to go chase our food and chop them up and cook. I said, yo, y'all used to skin and everything. Yeah, man, you couldn't do it? Nope.
Yeah, who was you talking to who was out here committing animal murder on these streets?
Well, you know, family members from the South, you know, when they had the chicken coops in the back, they go chase the chickens, chop them up, and they go fry chicken.
Yeah, I'll tell you a true story, yo. Man, PT got a crib in the middle of a road. He has a crib in the middle of some woods in the middle of a highway, right? His mom got a chicken coop, right? So we out there partying one night. You know, we just out there partying. Wake up drunk the next day. His mom knocked on the door. And was like, I made breakfast. And it's like fried chicken strips with like chicken eggs, yo. Like fried eggs, yo. These eggs are huge, yo. So we sitting in the grub, you know. We hung over halfway throwing up. We sitting grubbing that. And then my man Hope was like, yo, where did your mom get out? These eggs are as big as hell. Where did she get them from? He was like, well, you know that chicken coop that's in the back? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, there's a couple missing. Yo, when did she kill it? He was like, probably about 2 hours ago. I was like, yo. His mom woke up, murdered some chickens, and we ate it, yo. Didn't even realize it. That joint was good, too, yo. I ain't gonna lie, yo. That was the biggest chicken strip I've ever seen in my life, yo. And I swear I saw a feather in one of them joints, like a fried feather, yo. But I didn't even pay no mind, yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that was the biggest chicken strips ever.
Now, ever since then, I be ordering out when we go to his house. So he be like, yo, I'm going to have my mom cook. I'm like, yeah, let's just get a pizza, yo. I just feel bad for the animals, yo. I don't know what might come up missing, yo.
I'm stupid, man.
I'm telling you, it's like pets out there, yo. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Just got a little, you know what I mean? His mom's older, retired.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's owned a couple of businesses, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Good for her. She got herself a little hobby. I didn't know she was waking up, you know, putting holes in them, you know, and then feeding people the carcasses.
Yo, man, yo, we had this dude in our complex when I used to live downtown, yo, Mr. Lopez, yo. His chickens used to get loose, yo. And you used to see them doing go plucking past the house, like, pucka, pucka, pucka. I said, yo, Mr. Lopez, chickens got loose. And then you see him. And he was like, back then, he was like 60. You see him just chasing them coming, and he spoke Spanish too. He was chasing them through the neighborhood. He picked some drinks back and put them back in his coop. Oh, man, it used to be funny, yo. Whenever you saw chicken loose, man, you know it was Mr. Lopez chicken.
Yeah, I don't know how people, be catching chickens, yo. I don't even know why people want a chicken as a pet, yo. They got them joints be biting, you
know? No, they don't keep them as, well, they don't be keeping them as pet. They eat them, man.
Yo, so you mean that dude in the hood was eating them chickens, yo?
Yeah, man. They got it. He had a coop in the back. You coop them up. When it was time to eat,
this,
when they all said, okay, we want some chicken this week. So there you go. Go in the back.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, yo. I guess it's part of life. I'm like you, yo. Like if the world ends tomorrow, and all the grocery stores are tapped out, everybody done robbed them, and the only thing we got left is like shoot our own, animals and fry them up, yo. I'm pretty much done, yo. I'm just going to put a bullet in my head and call it a career, yo.
Like yo, baby, you can eat me.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I said, man, I'm just gonna be eating tree leaves, yo. I think we can survive on some tree leaves and some tree sap. You know, maybe some maple syrup from the tree, some tree sap. You know, it won't be all cooked up good like regular syrup, but you know, it'll be straight from the sap, yo.
Yeah, I don't know if I could survive. I don't know if I want to survive that life, yo. Like, real talk, yo. Like, if you ever see, what's that Denzel movie, yo? The when he was having the blind Bible, yo, which didn't make any sense, yo, because I swear he was shooting people and they weren't me. The Book of Eli.
Book of Eli, yeah.
Yo, if the world is like that, yo, I don't want to be in it, yo. I'm good, yo. If I can't charge my phone up at night, yo, I'm good. Yo.
I just
wasn't built for that, yo. I'll fight anybody. I'll tussle with anybody, yo. But if you tell me the world it barely got, I got to kill somebody just for a cup of water, yo, I'll just go ahead and I'll just take my chances with the Lord, yo.
No deer hunting, huh?
Nah, yo. What am I going to hunt some deer for, yo? What if you got rabies, yo? I ain't going to know no difference.
When you cook them up, you cook all the stuff out.
Yeah, I don't think you can cook away your rabies,
yo. Yo, this one dude at my job, yo, my last job in Tennessee. He said, yo, man, he said, yo, I'll retire, yo. When I see a deer hitting the side of the road, and I see like a car full of Mexicans pull up and pick him up, put him in the trunk and pull him off. Yeah.
That's why I don't understand why everybody's so about immigration.
He said, yo, they pick him up, throw him on the back of the truck and roll. Really? He said, yeah, man, every time, man. He's enjoying his little lay on the side road. You stupid, yo.
Those dudes are resourceful.
Hey, man, sometimes you gotta be, man. You know, their meat is expensive, yo.
Yeah,
I don't know if I will. Don't tell me it got hit by a car and then you feed it to me. That's all. It got exhaust pipe juice all over.
Yeah, I tell you what, yeah. Here's a question. I was talking to people at school, yo. When's the first time you've ever seen a deer, yo? Like a live deer?
A live deer?
Yeah.
Like maybe a couple of years ago, at Del State. Like,
yeah, and that's what I was telling people, yeah. I was like, yeah, I've never seen a real-life deer until I went away to college, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think there's a deer in New Jersey, yeah. Well, not where we grew up.
Well, it is. I mean, if you go, I mean, since they're building so much, you see them more, like especially like in Cherry Hill, yo. We go to the doctor's, and there was one in this lady's backyard, and she's back there chilling. I said, yo, how would that be if you just wake up one morning and wanted to go outside the backyard? You open the door and the damn deer just standing there. But you know that like their defense mechanism before they do anything, they like just stand still and hope that you don't notice them. And then they supposedly like when you get close, they supposed to just jump at you to make you jump. And that's their little defense mechanism. But if I see some damn deer just standing there, because sometimes when they just standing there, they do look like statues and they just standing there not moving. And then when you get close to them, book out in front of you. Yo, it's the worst, yo. So, like, when I leave, I drive mad slow when I have to go through that area because they book right across the street. One time, like, four of them ran across the street right in front of the car. I was like, oh, my gosh. If I was doing my normal 75, I'd have been messed up, man.
Yeah, I almost hit a deer coming back from Jersey with the Bonneville, yo. That deer wouldn't have made it, yo. Didn't nobody want no problems with the Bonneville.
That's when they were still making cars out of metal.
That'd have been a couple of Mexican families.
Yeah, yo, if that was the joint you got now, the Pontiac and what was the joint before that one? The white joint?
The Miracle Whip, man, it is color Stratus. I push Miracle Whips. Yeah, you know I used to quote that to girls. That's how I used to pick up chicks.
You said the Miracle Whip.
I used to shout out to my man G. That's what we used to tell chicks to get in the car. Come hop in the Miracle Whip. They was like, what? I said I got some Miracle Whip. You try to be nasty. I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking about my nut. Yeah, I talk about I push a mayonnaise color Stratus. I push Miracle Whip.
Yo, but son, yo, I gotta give it to you though, yo. Yo, you be getting some whips, and you beat the piss out of them joints, and them joints be lasting mad long.
Yeah, I be beating the piss out of me. I ain't never did nothing in my car, yo.
Son, what was the joint with the Stratus, yo? We was in the whip, and we was on 295, yo, and you hit 100 in like 2 seconds in the four cylinder. I was like, yo, I'm surprised that engine ain't just blow up just now. That just you hit the front. I said, yo, you throwing 100 in the four cylinder? He said, yeah, man, I do all the time. I said, damn, I'm surprised the engine blow. I get a four cylinder, my engine blow in like 3 days.
I know they still try to wait on your car that you left in front of my apartment back in the hood in 2000.
Exactly, another four cylinder, yo. See, all my four cylinders blew up on me, yo. This cat got a four cylinder, he be hitting 100, and that joint do nothing.
Yeah, that joint blew up on me, too. I would still be pushing it. I love that Stratus, yo.
Oh, man, yo.
that Stratus was tough, man. Had the nice little bump in there. It had the little speakers in there. I love my Bonneville, even though the windows didn't go down. The sunroof went back, you know.
Yeah, you had the automatic seat back on that joint.
Yeah, you know, there is a video. I tell you what, the most embarrassing thing, yo, when I realized, when I thought I was grown and I realized I wasn't. It was 2001. I was showing my mother and my father my probate tape. Right, cross Phi Beta Sigma. Shout out to all the Sigmas. Blue Phi, you know. So, I'm showing my mom the probate tape. You know what I mean? I was letting them experience. You know, parents never went to college. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they ain't never know about anything like that. So, I'm explaining it to them. So, once the probate was over, like, you know how this is back in the day VH, right? So, the probate's over.
go to a little snow thing, right? So my parents is asking me questions like, so I don't get it. Why are you dressed up? Why do you look so bad? You know what I mean? Why are your hair growing out and all that stuff? So I'm explaining stuff to them. And then all my mama says, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what? She's like, what are you doing? Yo, one night we were videotaping us. It was me and two other kids. I don't want to get in trouble. And kids, don't try this at home because I got lucky by grace of God. Nothing happened. We were actually filming ourselves driving into Bonneville, right? Sunroof, right? The film shows that I was going driving over 100 miles an hour, smoking a blunt. It shows another person in the car drinking some liquor and then putting the camera, like, standing up through the sunroof, like, filming, like, me speeding down the highway. So I thought my parents were going to kill me. My mom was like, yo, hold on. It made me rewind it. I tried shutting that joint off. I was fumbling like shit. I was trying to turn that shit off. I got laid out. Like, I didn't have my own job, my own place, yo.
Man, you see what type of weird stuff you do when you go to those white schools, yo?
So fun, yo.
It was a good job,
yo. Just glad nothing happened, yo.
Yeah, me too, yo. But you know the funny thing is, yo, it's crazy, like, when you went up to school and then, you know, some of the stuff that you used on when your parents ain't know and they start to find out little bits and pieces. Like one day, you know, before they put key guards on cell phones and they lock your, you lock your buttons. So my phone used to pocket dial all the time. And me and my boy Jay, we in the car and we rapping, we going at it. Talking about this, talking about that. I said, yo man, you hear some noise? He said, nah, man, I don't hear that. I said, hold on, turn the radio down. You turn the radio down. I heard somebody call my dad. I said, you didn't hear that? He said, but you tripping. I put my phone out of my pocket, yo. My phone was on for like 20 minutes. My mom was on the phone listening to the whole damn conversation. She said, I heard everything. I said, all right, mom, I'll talk to you later. Sorry.
Yo, I got more here.
Yo, I ain't go home that weekend. I said, I ain't go home this weekend. I'll wait till next weekend. She'll forget. When I went home, she ain't talk about that. She forgot.
Yeah, everything.
What you doing up there? I said, I'll talk to you later, boo.
Now, you know that's going to happen with your kids, right?
Yo, man, they ain't going to have, man, they got key guards now, man. They got blocked, man, unless they do something stupid with their phone. Well, I can't even say that because these dumb touch phones, man, they still be answering on their own.
Yeah. I swear I'd be texting people, yo. That joint automatically calls folks, yo. It's the most annoying thing in the world, yo. Yo, real quick, yo, I just want to get we started going, man. We went way on the off ramp tonight, yo.
Hey, that's how you do it, man.
There's only a minute and a half left. I wanted to talk about Jay-Z going to Cuba. I wanted to talk about a teenager who's only eaten ramen noodles for the last 13 years.
Ew.
There was a drive-by shooting and an elephant caught a bullet in the shoulder.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, because the dude Ari Spates was talking about it on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I thought he was just joking. It was real. It was happening in Alabama, right?
Yeah, man. And that happened in Mississippi.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think that was real.
Yeah. They have a bridge, yo, that's made from a dragon that really spits out fire, too. But, yeah, we got to get all this tomorrow, yo. It's been another funny night, man.
Heck yeah.
We got to wrap it up. Wrap it up, B.
You got to push that button on you, huh?
Yeah, man, you know, against that heartbreak. But we'll definitely get back into some more topics tomorrow. Hopefully we'll find out MX your money. Hope he ain't getting himself in trouble tonight. You know what I mean? We'll get some more people on tomorrow. Hopefully my pastor shows up tomorrow. They all got some questions I want to ask him. You know, I'm done with the church and all that. So good night on the off-ramp.
We'll holler at y'all tomorrow, man. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.